Many will be translated without tasting death. Elijah was a type of the saints who will be living at the time of the second advent of Christ and who will be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, without tasting death. As a representative of those who shall be thus translated, Elijah was permitted to stand with Moses by the side of the Savior on the Mount of Transfiguration. The disciples saw Jesus clothed with the light of heaven. They heard the voice out of the cloud, acknowledging him as the Son of God. They saw Moses, representing those who will be raised from the dead at the second advent. And there also stood Elijah, representing those who at the close of earth's history will be changed from mortal to immortal, translated to heaven without seeing death. In the desert, in loneliness and discouragement, Elijah had prayed that he might die. But there was yet a great work for Elijah to do, and when his work was done, he was not to perish in discouragement and solitude. Not for him the descent into the tomb, but the ascent with God's angels to the presence of his glory. And Elisha saw him no more, and he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back, and stood by the bank of Jordan, and he took the mantle, and smote the waters, and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. When the Lord sees fit to remove from his work those to whom he has given wisdom, he strengthens their successors, if they will look to him for aid and will walk in his ways. They may be even wiser than their predecessors, for they may profit by their experience. Henceforth Elisha stood in Elijah's place. Faithful in that which was least, he was to prove himself faithful also in much.